Well, Marty Fatati is with us. He is, of course, at Invest UP, and good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Jack.
I'm interested to talk with you about the recent announcement for Build UP, and before we do, about talk about the project in Manistique and over the Sioux. What is Build UP, Marty?
So it's a subsidiary nonprofit of Invest UP, and so we built a new nonprofit to handle $15 million of funds with which we were entrusted to invest into housing projects. And so the advice that we got was it made sense to just have a separate nonprofit to entrust that money and that vision.
Just more narrowly focused, is it?
Correct. Yep. It absolutely is. And it's all about housing development.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little about the project in Manistique, and of course one in Sault Ste. Marie as well. People who live in the Manistique area or visit, familiar with the old bank building. Tell me how that project was suggested and what will happen there.
So we're so excited to see both projects launch and to see really our first two projects now up and kind of prove what we thought for the vision of the program, Jack. And so this project, like all projects that come before Build UP, start with developer outreach. There's a website that's dedicated to it. There's guidelines as to what the programming is and how it works. But the real impetus for both of these projects, or the real process, is we work with their local lenders. So in both cases, both in Manistique and in the Sioux, we come in to try to de-risk the development enough to ensure that local Upper Peninsula lenders then are comfortable to lend into that development.
So are you guaranteeing loans, or are you putting up capital? What are you doing?
Yep, we guarantee cash collateral. So should something go wrong with the loan, they're then able to draw against the collateral that we're pledging on behalf of the development.
So obviously there's a vetting process. You don't accept just any proposal. So explain
That's
to
right.
me, we'll start with the Manistique project here, Marty. What was in it so good that Build UP wanted to get involved?
So I think from our perspective, Jack, you know, the first thing I would say won't be a surprise to you or your listeners, and that is housing is the issue that we hear most frequently about. And so that's really what drove the vision for this investment in terms of Build UP. And so both these developments, the one in Manistique, kind of met the criteria and had local lending support. And so I think one of the real beauties of this program is we don't put really stringent rules around what a particular development must look like. I think one of the things that we heard, Jack, from developers that was really frustrating was that in order to get state-based support, it became so bureaucratic and a really narrow window to kind of get through to receive that support. And so what we've decided is to really try to step away from that model and to be very broad in the types of projects that we can support. So what we look to is, will it bring new housing units online? Is it important to the local community, so it needs local community support? Does it have the support of a local Upper Peninsula lender so that we know it's credible? If it has those things, we put it through an underwriting process. We have an underwriter that we've hired to ensure from the perspective of the organization that this makes sense. But it really is different in that this money, from our perspective, Jack, what we're trying to do is to get it out as quickly as we can, not look to maximize a return on the investment, but to maximize the investment into the community with new housing units.
Okay, anything else about these projects you think people should know about that I didn't cover here before we close the interview, Marty?
Well, the other thing I'd say, the last thing, Jack, I would say is, you know, these I think are symbolic of what's to come. We've got 8 other projects in the pipeline from all across the Upper Peninsula that we're really excited about. And so that's about $7 million of investment that would bring, I think the number now, Jack, is 260 new units online that leverage over $40 million in housing development. So we hope there is a number of additional announcements to come in the weeks and months ahead, because, like I say, there's just no doubt that housing is a significant issue impairing growth across the UP.